That's right.
Okay, people, today we have the boys.
Shot in the guy on Lee Avenue. I just had this suit check. I walk in there, doesn't say a word. I put the thing. He puts the thing on the foot rack. Takes the jacket off. Makes a quick slip. Nothing. Makes a little hole down to his rear.
Look, was it naked eye?
No, this guy, he's doing this forever.
He better be better. It should be better than that. Okay, people, let's say we covered a lot of ground on a complex topic, and I gave it to you in all its ramifications, halachic, biological, etc., where they interact. Correctly so. The sugya of psich sakeva. Today we have to do something which really you have to do by yourself. But there's not too much I can add, except to urge you to take a pencil and paper and figure out what the Mechaber is talking about. In all its many forms, namely the Kviyas HaVeset. I'll just pick up a few things and the rest I really leave to you on Kuf Pei Tes. Start off the general rule. Kalisha Shein Leveset Kavua Choshesha Sliom Lada Beriosa. Thank summer already. I'm up to come on Kesa.
Is that a new
one? No, I didn't give it up yet. Shouldn't think that's favoritism. Here you have Vestos in all its many forms, 99% of which are unknown to us. Meaning Mitzius, they're just not here. I can give some explanation for some of them, how it could be, should be, but the best is that you will be involved with your own wives, or in answering shyness of people, you'll see relatively limited number of estos you have as manazeh. Essentially, we have a beset haflogot, period. That's the I'd say 95% of all the stos are determined by haflaga, namely, interval of time between onsets of menstruation. We have halachic vestos, which apply to a woman until she has her own vesed. So we give a vesed beinuni, 30 days. We give a vesed achodesh, the day of the month that she saw. We worry about the next day of the month. But that's not how it's going to stay. I mean, after a while, it's going to settle down. 30 days, as we pointed out, is the average woman. Once she determines her own vesed, she's no longer the average woman. She now becomes her own person. And her vesed determines the halacha. But Felicia Shein La Vesed Kavua, and I will tie in what we learned a little bit yesterday, that applies to a woman who gave birth, where the clock starts again, or where you go back to square one, then after giving birth, she's an Isha Shein La Vesed Kavua. Therefore, the first time, until she sees something, there's nothing. The first time she has a riyah, right, she assumes the next day will be on day 30. She assumes the next day will be on the haflaga day that she had before she became pregnant. That we mentioned already, I think it repeats it again over here in the Machal. Kol isha she'in leveset kavua, choshesh liyom lama l'riyosa, she'on abeinu nesesam noshim. But when yesh lo veset kavua, lezman yedua, naturally, and again they use this chof chof, chofei chofei, which terrible numbers, choshesh lezman hayedua, and she worries about her time. And then, and applies, on achas ha-samach la-veset, all the halachas we learned before are then come into play. Kesed kovoso, obviously, for ha-veset ha-flogo, you need 4 riyas in order to get 3 ha-flogos. To get 3 intervals, I need 4 times. Kesed kovoso, kan shetir ha-dalet pomim. Ubeinehem, between these 4 riyas, gimel zmanim shavim. And shavosa yom, so now, the sof chaf yom, tamacheres, olu sof chaf yom, the nikre besar aflogos. Therefore, you need dalad riyos, shavir rishon, einem en aminyon, kishen of afloga. First riyah just starts off things, but it's not an interval riyah. We're talking about 3 interval riyas, right? For that, you need 4 riyas. I feel a kodin shekavosu sholosh pomim, choshesh miyad achas shekavosu pamachas lesof chof. Choshesh mikad veilech shegiya chof. Vechein b'riyos ha-yomim shiyom yidu lechodesh, miyad achas shekavosu pamachas yom yidu lechodesh, kar chofa lefachof hebo, choshesh pamachas lesa ha-yom, asur l'shem et shkosa ona. Who are dealing with Shami in the best social circle of Shem K. Chutz, the best that deal with it, we'll talk about. Lo Omo Shetzor Likvom Gibo Pomel in Yenakiro. Okay, what's he say? When a woman starts to see her first vessel, she is belabored by all kinds of the souls at once. And she is halachically concerned with all of them. Why? The first year she has, that is the first year post puberty, or the post year post parturition, post pregnancy, she'll see a day. Well, that day, even though we can't talk about haflogah, we start talking about day. So therefore I say, she saw once. When? The second day of the month? So the second day of the month becomes on a calendar. A day of onas ha-veset. She sees a next riyah, and the next riyah there's a 25-day interval. So the next riyah I could date 25 Yitzchus, I swear about Onas HaVeset. Because a Veset is Kaveyim once, insofar as concern for the next time. It is Nekar once. Next time she doesn't see 25 days, she sees 26 days, then the 25 day drops. You have to get it clear in your mind. Except 25, 25, 25. Then she's stuck with that 25 until she sees 27, 28, 29, no, 3 non-25s. Then knocks off 25. So what's the rule? Aveset is Koveya Pamachas. It has its halachic impact. However, it also disappears with once. Aveset, once it was established 3 times, doesn't disappear till you violate it 3 times. So it's called Akiras Aveset. Akiras Aveset also requires 3 times. But why does she get caught with right away? The first time she has a riyah, she gets caught with the Yom HaChodesh and Shloshim. That's automatic. The average, that's it, she gets right away. She sees the next riyah, she also adds to it the haplaga that she saw. Right? So far now, for the third of the year, she has to worry about the Shloshim, the Yom HaChodesh, and the last haploga, the last interval that she had. In other words, she better get out of that mess quickly, because these days can differ by a day or two only, which puts her into a long onas haveset to each one, and the onas somach haveset, she may end up with 4, 5, 6 days when she's has sul labayla because of it.
An example would be?
Take
the
case, sort of the follow-up case that we're dealing with. The woman became pregnant, gave birth, Baruch Hashem, everything is fine. Now, we don't know what her vessel will be. So, this woman immediately gets a vessel of Shloshim Yom. Which means, nothing stops until she sees. Her first year, the first menstruation postpartum, right? Marked on the calendar, 30 days later, she has an onus haveset. She also marks on the calendar the day that she saw, the day of the Chodesh of the Hebrew month. That also goes on for the calendar. When she sees the next year, and the next year was not in a 30 interval, but at another interval, she still has a 30-day going. She has a new interval going. She has Yom HaKodesh going. But that lasts only a short time. Because once she sees again and again, and has 3 days, she knocks off Shloshim, if they all three were not Shloshim, so she's no longer Bainanist, she can drop Shloshim. Right? And she only worries about the very last Yom HaChodesh and the very last Haplogo. Because Haplogo is Koveya Leom Lepamachar and it's Lekha Lepamachar. Are we okay on there? Up to there? Okay.
In order to be Nekka Lagamri, does it, out of Vesis Kavua, does there have to be another Vesis Kavua put in this place?
Well, you know, just another, just 3 V's, that is none like the previous one.
So what happens on the fourth?
Actually, each day of Vesis
Kavua. Even if there's not a Vesis Kavua in this place, but then another Vesis Kavua.
Let's not be Kobay another Vesis to be Nekka, to be okay of a previous Vesis. Aveset is that kind with 3 times. Aveset Kavua is that kind with 3 times of non-Veset Kavua.
Will she go back, let's say, if she sees the 4th time, she sees her Veset Kavua, will she go back to that Veset Kavua? Oh, so she will go back to that Veset
Kavua. Right, once she sees again, yeah, right, once she sees again, it's off. That was just a proof.
that you were home, and now you're going back the way you were. They're playing around with what is constancy in the menstrual cycle. In other words, Chazal had a very clear impression, right, that the menstrual cycle is relatively stable and fixed, etc., and therefore you treat it that way. So if you had a Beset Kavua and she left it and then comes back to that Beset Kavua once, we reestablish that Beset Kavua. That's what happened later on. That's jumping ahead a little bit, yeah.
On a woman after her pregnancy, if she, on her third re'i after pregnancy, meaning after 2 months, if she sees it, if she has an interval now where after the first re'i, even though she observed the Shloshim Yom and the Yom HaChodesh, and then she saw it on a Haflava, so a different interval, if the next month she saw the interval again that was not Shloshim and not Yom HaChodesh, why would she still be choshesh for Yom HaChodesh or Shloshim? It's not like we saw it already that you have to be nekar the Shloshim or the Yom HaChodesh.
All right. If she saw something another day, you don't need to worry about the second time on Yom HaChodesh and that Haklova. But she worries about the Shloshim.
Why?
The Shloshim is good. She has a vessel of Rua or a vessel of Lopokas made, or Loyosame, and Shloshim. Shloshim is sort of granted to every woman as her Beset. Now you have to prove it otherwise. And you prove it otherwise by three times and not Shloshim.
But for a Haflava or?
Each other kind of Beset is Nekar the Pamachas.
The difference between a Veset that was established three repetitive times and a one time is no difference, because you only worry about your next year. Woman's not, you know, doesn't worry about what will be 3 months down the line, 5 months down the line, doesn't concern us. You're concerned with the next year. Well, the next year, it's no difference whether she has a Beset Kavua or only so one Riyah. The only Chelik is, he says, almost if so, come from him, El Inyan Akira. She keep him, she kavos, so begin upon him, and the neck I'll be pocket me upon him. She calls man, so a call, so give him Sikhala Ochusha. Aval Liyosa, to worry about it, you worry about the last Riyah, Afilu Bepamachas, because she saw Pam Shriya. Even if she saw only once, the next time you worry about it. She saw two in a row, wasn't kaveya, next time don't worry about it. She rosa base pomim yom yedua ubishlichus lo rosa. Ain't a chashesh shalot. Three strikes, you're out. Not two. Okay. And then comes this stuff which I don't know how to handle with you people. You can read it, but I have no explanation for it, and it doesn't exist. That's the problem. At least, I can interpolate from my personal experience, it doesn't exist. I'm in this business a long time. I've never had a woman who says that she's Kaveya Lishos.
She
always sees at 2 o'clock.
Not even with the pill?
Huh?
With birth control?
The what?
With birth control.
Even that. Lishos, I doubt. I never heard Lishos. The Yomim, yes, but not Lishos. You've got to have a on these robot-like wives that made by modern technology, right? Yeah, with built-in computers and all kind of stuff. Imkova vesed l'shol shaloli yomim ena choshesh elu shaita b'vad v'vesed hazeh neka b'shach ha'asateh le'belo b'digah. It's such a vessel that shows that she's always at 2 o'clock. One day she doesn't see at 2 o'clock. That takes care of that.
Now, what would you do with the onda samoch vessel that night? Is that 12 hours samoch to that hour?
The indication of the Gemara is that indeed that a vessel that shows is not collate a whole day. But it doesn't pay time on that. Make the last one. Oh, yeshchili ben kavosa gimel melotu vatim pamim. Shekavua, afa pi sheovo non sarol girsha. Also the shames hashe tibdok v'timse tohova. Ushlo kavosa gimel pamim megi asman vesev lo vatko lo osa kiv shavo anosa muteras. But on the bainanis, Sheila Midyom, Dina Kivesit Kavua. Well, what's the halacha? That she can't cohabit with her husband unless she makes a bedikah. Even though she didn't so called see anything. Right? There was no much external flow. But she didn't make a bedikah. Without making a bedikah, she can't sleep with her husband. That's if it was a Vesit Kavua. The Vesit Sheni Kavua, just the last time, you worry about that day. Oh, she didn't make a bedikah. Okay. In other words, the choshesh, different levels of shash. Beset right? Kavua, the shash is, it could be that she won't see. And a beset pamachas is it could be that she will see. In other words, the chazoka of Gimel Pamim says, vadai v'asa. And if not, you better prove it. How do you prove it? With a bedikah. Right. So you need empiric evidence to break the chazakah. Even though Yehoshesh papamachas, chazakah didn't make, so you don't need any evidentiary proof, right, that it is that she was not roe. You assume she wasn't roe. If she didn't see, she didn't see.
For a woman who recently became pregnant, and she found out before her vesa, or let's say even one vesa has passed, and we're still choshesh for the vesed for 3 months, does she have to do a bdika before tashmish in that case?
If she had a vesed kavua, we're talking about.
If she had a vesed kavua, and now she's pregnant.
And she has to have bdika before tashmish. We don't stretch around. Either she's pregnant or she's not. If no hokul, but we say she's not pregnant. We know she's pregnant, but we got the halachos. Or musalekas midamim, they end up on pregnancy. You think, well, is she musalekas midamim or not? She's not musalekas midamim until she's pregnant. But again, he emphasizes ona beinanis, we treat like a vesed kavua. It's a vesed, there are two kinds of bestows. If you want a little bit in the lomdus, it's a vesed alei chazoka, and a vesed alei hold. Gimel pomer makes a cheska, makes a chazoka. Amid Jones gives her that same expectation of Ados due to Hokanaharov. I don't know Bizman Azeh, I think, I gotta check it up. I don't know if you can check it up. I think the average woman today, they take 28 days.
28, 29.
Yeah?
28, 29.
Yeah, not 30. That's in the Nishtan. Like, that's where Nishtana, Hateva. I gave out something yesterday. I didn't read it with you. No goes in the Kutoyim. Most has never happened. Right? A baby was born to 9 months. Born less than nine months, and 9 full months, meaning 270 days, but months already go with 30 days. She's more or less in there. That baby's not going to make it.
if born the seven months, but not in the time, full 7 months to make it. So there are two pregnancies biologically, a 7 month pregnancy and a 9 month pregnancy. There ain't no 7.1 month pregnancies or 8.9 pregnancies. We know it's not so. Well, that a Ben Shmona is in terrible shape. We know that a Ben Shmona is in better shape than a Ben Shiva. And the longer you keep them in, the better it is. Yeah, they just conceive the Shana Tev. Things have changed.
That's just that's already.
And a whole bunch of Mishana Teva, English translation is Mishana Yedias Teva. Teva didn't change.
Our understanding of Teva changes. Whatever our reference points were in the past, we no longer have those reference points because unfortunately most of the reference points of the past were from Greek medicine. Their bestiaries and the medical writings, which are based largely on fantasy, and what they drank in Greece, but it was, what is that, Ouza or Ouiza or something, O-U-Y something, some kind of potent drink that they used that seemed to give them visionary powers, yeah, so they had the Ahva, Fatsi Basa, Fatsi Adama, and they had the mandrake, the man growing from the ground, attached to the ground. Most likely, a midget came along, pink elephants climbing the wall, and so on. But these are all imaginary. Which Chazal accepted as okay. Lo ve'inu eino raya. We didn't see it, there's no proof. You say you saw it, you say it's there, so we will comment on it halachically. What's the halachic consequence thereof? Yeah. But nobody ever saw such things. The siren, look at the Sufi, Rosh Hashmini, you speak about the mermaid. Must Allah for the mermaid. Has scales, she's a kosher fish. Think about seriously. Where did it come from? Not from their investigations. But that's something that you really have to appreciate. It's part of Kol Chachamim to understand.
They had a cloud. Yesh chokma bagoyim tamim. They granted secular science, secular knowledge. Right? They granted it veracity. They granted it integrity. Right? And therefore responded to it. That's all. But they never put their imprimatur on it. They didn't say, we saw it, this is what it is. Look at the Rambam. The Chulin and Dav Kuf, Pirush Rishayis, and the Mishnah there, of Achbo, Chosi Boso, Chosi Adomo. He says, Alpha Pi, even though many people told me that they saw such a thing, but my mind doesn't understand it. He put his reservation in. Put a reservation. But then went ahead and discussed that's halacha, whether the part of the animal that is abdomen is tamei or not tamei. Okay, yeah.
When Machaber talks about a woman that's ona benoni, does that mean that she's kavua for shloshim yom?
Which it might be.
Is she kavua for shloshim yom? That's her betta, it's the shloshim yom. That's the ona benoni, even though it's kavua, we still call it benoni.
Right. When she has given birth and she's no longer her select is becoming, right? I mean, give her after giving birth and she goes into nursing, or according to a mayor, 24 months. Anyway, you know, that already I gave you some from my stress sugar, so we don't accept that. Emergency is one of that. Then whatever is start of time, from that time she has a vessel of 30 days. Maybe post nursing, it requires a year. You can't talk about a vessel till she's so done. So whatever it was that she saw down the first time, when she saw down the first menstruation, from that time on, we got to worry about, well, what's about the next time? The next time is 30 days. Right? Next time is the Yom HaKodesh, right? That she saw the first time. And then they have to settle down with her own vessel. Now,
look at Hay. And I will not, I'll leave it for you. Hashem, you all read Hebrew, you can read it yourself. It's the inefficient use of my time to go through all these things. They're self-explanatory, he gives the examples. All kinds of computations, permutations in these vestos. Right? She sees every second month. She sees every month, but each month she sees a day longer. So that Beset HaChodesh, she saw Aleph HaChodesh. Next month she sees Beis HaChodesh. Next month she sees Gimel HaChodesh. Yeah. These are, if you see a pattern, or you see that there is there a pattern, then it can establish a Beset. Right. That's basically what it is. Pick up this one. On Tesvav. Jump to Tesvav. And all the rest you'll have no trouble with just reading through it. Even though they say it have no practical import because it's just not something that you'll expect to see, not in your own personal lives, nor as a Rav answering shyness with somebody else. Tezvah. Shinso riyoso riyoseho v'loshish v'osam. Tanche pin shinso pa'amachal yom lamed. Sheni lamed beiz. Hagimel lamed dalet. Nekar veset harishon ve'ein lo veset klal. What does that mean? Tell us. I have to clear. She had a vesed kavua, and then she drifted off, right? But that was the point that over here. I'm sorry, I don't know your name. That you asked. Vimchazal liros biyom havesed arishon, right? Then once she goes down, oh. Looks like she's stabilized again. Right? She had 30, for a long time. Then went 31, 32, right? There. And v'mchozer liros v'yom ha'beser arishon, chozer l'kviyus arishon, v'choshesh lo tamid, ad she'yakam ye'okem imeno sholosh pomim, right? Hu adin l'sikta miliros sholosh omer, s'vach ha'chos liros v'yom ha'beser arishon. Likewise, if she had a lapse, or something went on with her which she didn't see for several months, and then she saw again at an interval of the old interval, then she's back at a Vesa Kavua, even if she saw only once. Okay. So here is where actually I covered this with you in one of the first, second shiurim, so laying down the groundwork. Here you have a shach, a shach mem gimel, right, that says that Yehoshish the owner of Beinonis. Look at the shach mem gimel. If ain't la vesiklal, if mil choshesh la vaga achona, naturally. You always said the last one you were about. Ot kosu beishoy shachainim, choshesh la una beinimus. That she, this one still has to worry about now. Once she left her besit kavua, she gets una beinimus. The plaka safti simkod lamed, hainuli mea chodesh. That's just a shach's principle that owner beinonis 30 days is meaning the next month, the same day. It's not 30 calendar days, but a month, right? As determined by the mole chosel, no difference. Mashtanicha, hodel chosel. Hatur v'poskim. The kamakom sicha lochus v'yom lamadad l'afloga. She has to worry about the last three. Remember, she's 30, 30, 30. And then she saw 32, 34. And she saw, right, here is the case he gives. Shinsa ishoz na. Shinsa pamachas v'yom lamad. Hashem l'lamad beiz. L'agimel l'lamadad. Right? Neka v'esar arisho. You with us? Says you have to worry about liyom lamedalid. Along the bainis, they should be klal mashikos lehel the chol ishish aros tzich halochus the vessel achodesh or lafloga atchitik for vessel. So there, I showed you the in the Igdos Moshe. He says no. He says there's no owner bainis over here. What I mean that if someone had a vessel kavua, or even not a vessel kavua. But saw to 32, 33, 34. She doesn't have to worry about 30. Even though she doesn't have a vessel kavua, but she's a non-Isha Beinonis already, because she saw three times non-Shloshim. So they ask from here, it would seem that Shloshim have to worry about it. But if a person had three Nis, Hashem pointed out, look at the text. It says, what are the three D's? 30, 32, 34. That's why there were no D's, none 30. Because the first D was a 30, so only two D's. Therefore, you still have to worry about own availability. But if it would have been not 30, but 31, 32, 33, you wouldn't worry about own availability. Why? Because the own availability is also nekar begimel pomim. But in the case given in the Mahaba, there was no akiva of gimel pomim from yom lamed, because the first thing was yom lamed. So they had two vias non lamed. Therefore, you have to still worry about own abeinus.
Now we have one that needs attention. Yutes. With us on Yutes. Yesh kovaz vesed alei mikrim sheyara begufo. Okay? That's already significant, meaning it's the mitzius. We see that. Kegon shemefahekes. That I don't know what it's all about. As the Achreinim explained, as the Caleb explained, she yawns. She gets into an
uncontrolled yawning. Everybody yawns sometimes, but she yawns like repetitively. Right. And that seems to be the harbinger the forerunner, the harbinger,
that Havesit is coming. That's Havesit based upon a Shinya Haguf. Kodem Shaposhet Zerosa Machmas Kovet. O Shaodem Poser Piv Machmas Kovet. That Lashem Machmas Kovet means something when he's tired. O Bodem Shamosi Kol Der Hagron. Vechein Im Mit Ateshes. That I've had in my experience. Okay? Trust the woman tells me that's so. That 2 days before her menstrual cycle, she will sneeze repetitively. Not something that sneezes, but will have a sneezing fit. Meaning when she sneezes repetitively 10, 12, 15 times. And claims that that is the forebringer, the harbinger of the vessel, and it holds. Or derech mata, or mishateshes derech mata, or she experiences flatulence where she passes air, which she doesn't do all month, and now that we know that the stomach gets involved in the menstrual cycle. Or chosheshes the pig chaser b'shvuli meyer, this is the most common. Or she has premenstrual cramps. That I believe maybe a majority of women experience that, but not everyone is sensitive enough to associate it accurately with the time interval from when she feels that to when nidus will start. And that would seem to be a well-established premenstrual tension or premenstrual cramping. O shachzur tziri hakadachas, but that, don't know how common that is. Or she has shivering, that's what it means. She has a period of shivering. O shirosha veiver kavedim aleha, she has bad headache. Malaise, a kind of a neuralgia sets in, right? B'chol eilu me'eilu im yorol o shlosha pomim b'rosa kobol o veset. And then the heck with the calendar. And that does away with the calendar. So b'chol pom shi chajesh mehem asur al shamish. U'mi yu, you should know, b'piyu p'itu shal pamach ha'zim ha'veset nikva. Doesn't mean like we had before, she sees one riyah, not to worry about that riyah next time. No, this is, she yawns once. She doesn't have to look on the calendar and say, oh, I yawned on this day, therefore this day. No, we're talking about an unusual behavior. Elok shosakein harbe pomim zeachazeh. Emigol ok shosha pomim shawalat pomim. Osakein harbe pomim. Hareza beset. Right? Bechol elo abesto shebegufo ein lem zman yedua. Nothing to do with the calendar. Ella b'chol pam sheyikra lazeh, zeh hamikra, hu beset. Bimbo beset aguf l'zman yedua. If the beset aguf is associated with a calendar, gam yirash chodesh l'chodesh, mechav yom l'chav yom, kovol beset l'zman u'lemechosh. L'zman u'lemechosh ha-beset. Meina chosheshes, ella l'shneihem, when they both come together, when they coincide, l'shneihem b'yachad. Megia ace blowa mechesh or shaboa mechush, the feeling blowa ito, ain't a chosheshes. In other words, you can have a vested haguf independent of the calendar, a vested haguf associated with the calendar. So that if she has a sneezing fit 20 days in her menstrual cycle, it doesn't mean anything. Because a sneezing fit 45 days or 28 days into the cycle, then that seems to be an indicator if it's posed, it shows. Now, it doesn't mean she becomes a nida when she's sneezing. It means she becomes a nida at a fixed interval after that test. 5 hours later, a day later, 2 days later is also seen. Okay? Women who feel, who have the premenstrual cramping and so on, don't have nidus at the moment. Right?
Right? They may have nivus first a day later, or 2 days later. Okay.
But that would be a vesik kavua. So if the interval is fixed, so that's a proper vesik.
I think that already is a mitzius, not an uncommon vesik.
Shida Sarela Bala from the time of the Vesed Haguf, even if there's no Riyah. She's a Sarah from the time of the Vesed Haguf, or only until when she's going to have the Riyah.
Right. In other words, if she has that Siddim, and she knows that foretells something 2 days later, those 2 days she's going to tell us about it, no problem. It's not a vesed yet. This is the vesed will come at the time interval there. So therefore, when the time interval comes, that's like a vesed. She must be bodekas at that time. And she's not bodekas, then she cannot cohabit with her husband until she makes a bika. Like any vesed, over vesed below bodka, so if the vesed kabua, she has to make a bika.
But she makes the bedika in the interval between the siman haruf and the
no. Let's make a bedika. Given the case, as she always sees 2 days later, so on that second day she has to make bedikas.
I wonder. There must be. I didn't pick up any review article on that, but it must be.
I don't read all the Chazal that the medical profession publishes. I only read 4 magazines. So, there's so much pharmaceutical drug industry providing drugs for unnecessary conditions. A lot of advertisers I see speak about taking PM Tylenol. PM Tylenol, premenstrual Tylenol. So that there must be data out there as to
how these premenstrual tensions are thought. No, that's the other one. That's night. They give another name to it. But that PM Tylenol, one of
Mydol is the
Mydol,
which is just ibuprofen, and they add something else.
Huh?
It's only ibuprofen.
Yeah, it's all Advil. All things has that. Change the guard, right? Yeah. So it's all in the mind. When I was in Japan. Rabbi Tokeya to be there too. He took us to a Buddhist restaurant. Right. Not a, after all, a Buddhist restaurant where it was
strictly vegetarian and no cooking. Another spin on vegetarianism. Like you mustn't alter things from the natural state. So they serve raw vegetables. They see raw vegetables. And they serve as Japanese style. They serve not like at a wedding. They give you 3/4 of a chicken and a potato kugel and whatever you serve them. Little dishes, and it took us a while to realize what they're doing. But if they serve you a carrot cut lengthwise, then they serve you a carrot cut, because this has 2 separate dishes. That's a shield there, so that you got 2 or 4 dishes of lettuce cut in different shapes. The carrots are different shapes, right? String beans cut lengthwise in pieces. It's one, because of the shape, if your palate is sensitive, you should be able to detect a different flavor in it. And back to the hotel, we took out our matzah, and that's on the heat.
Next. Again, more bestows, you want to take a look, Chav Gimel, Ochel Shum V'Rosa, Ochel Botze V'Rosa, Ochel Palp V'Rosa, whether diet can influence. There is now a serious talk of diet influencing the menstrual cycle. What are we talking about, anyone know? Call the engine. A sharp spice may induce it. Again, things we don't understand, we don't know about it. So there's not much I want to add, so just to postulate things. Jump to Chav Ches. Mechein skena she'ovrele sholosh onos lishe skena hareze musrekes v'damim v'eno chosheshes v'vesto rishon. Likewise, Ktano Uzkena in a Choshes is the Vesachena Kabua. If they saw once something after they became a Skena, or Ktano saw once before she had established herself that she's menstruating from early puberty, right? Then if it happened once, you don't have to worry about it. Whereas we said before that every Veset is Kaveil of Pamachas, just as Neka Pamachas. But for the way you have a woman who is supposedly musalekes midamim, we don't worry about that. Fine. Then comes a very interesting insight of Chazal. Eze hiskena. Kol shiskena kakach shehuya shekoro la'ima b'fanea macham zeknusa v'ena chosheshes. Very, it's worthy of comment. As you know, in America, women enter the menopause at about 54 average. Menopause is 54. There's a bit of a spread. Some will go into early menopause at 48, and some not to 56 or 57. They add a psychological component. There comes a time when a woman knows she's getting older. She recognizes it. And the test is she embarrassed or not? Give you a personal experience. I'm a boss, that's a son. I do my boss ticket. And there's a senior in the high school, a senior, right? So, I'm with my wife. Me, they gave me right away a ticket from Bulgaria or whatever. They didn't actually ticket again. I was is a children's ticket for the same price as they gave me. Yeah. Well, my wife, they asked her proof. Show how old she is. Does she have a tzuzut to show how old she is? Oh, she was very very pleased, very complimented that. Next time. They just bought a ticket, just hand them the ticket. Oh, that was terrible. That means call the aim over for now. There are a lot of ways to say that I consider you already as part of the aging generation. Right? That's it. Ezi Skena, right? Kol Shekol Eimu Kanea Machos Iknusa, Beino Chosheshes. Pick up again Lama Gimel, which is repetitive. Have we said already? Muberes, Leacha Gimel Chadosh and Ligura. Umeniko, Kol Chogdala Chodesh Acha Leidas Havlad. Eino Kovaz Vesel. Apilu Mes Havlad of Gamloso, Dome Musulokimehen, Kozman Ligura, Bechol Chogdas Chodesh. What does it mean? She's not Kobaz Vesit. I mean, the Mitzvah is either she is or she's not. If she sees repetitively all the time, I mean, Kobaz. You don't need Akiva or Gimopon. You keep on worrying about the last one. Again, it doesn't apply to Zmanazeh. But if a woman, a person who says, a woman, then you can't say, Chazok all of Zmanazeh, as the basis, kind of a vessel. Therefore, yet the last time, like it, she remembered that an Isha came with a vessel. Right? So the last thing you have to worry about. But you don't need an Akira or Gimel Pomim, even though she saw three times. Finish off Lama Dalit. Muberes Shehukil Ubro Meiniko Kochad Achodesh. Ena Choshesh Abesel Rishon Afi Hoyel Abesel Kavua. Vigi Yotoch Hazman Azeh. Ena Tiche Bdika. Muteras Tabayla. Vapilo Shofaz Oroz Dam Bosa Ono Shei Lemudo Liru Zahen. Ena Ela Kemikre. He's saying something I did different. I said before that I'm saying from the Shach. The Mechaber is saying differently. He's saying we don't worry about it even for the last time either. You know, be treated like an Isha Shein Levesed. Each time is a separate Riyah, not connected to any previous Riyahs, because of this concept that she's Musolek is Midom. Avru Yemei Ibo Vanoko Choseres Lochush Levesed Harishon. When the period is over, then we assume she's going back to her original cycle. Kesat, Hoyla Vesel Leyomim, Im Lemuda Leroshe Chodoshim, Choshe Lerosh Chodesh Rishon, Achi Pogazbo, Vechen Koki Yosebhen, Vechen Adinim Hoyla Vesel Agur, Polos Vanyadua, Avloy Vesel, Vesel Afloga, Yevshel Ochosh, Tarso Liros, Chosel Liros, Avila Parmachat, Choshesh Jom Afloga,
if she has a vessel of Chodesh and 24 months have passed since nursing, then the very next time, the most of the Chodesh comes, just before Sheshes. But a flogger, you can't start worrying about a flogger until you see one Leah. Vessel of Chodesh I can worry about without seeing a Leah. The moment Chodal Chodesh are over, or she's no longer in a state of Musleka Bidomim, whatever period of time that is, then for our vlogger, you'll still have to have one riyah before you have to worry for the next one. But that's an achodesh, I worry right away. So say you give it 24 months, end of 24 months, next gimel chodesh that shows up, she has to have a bdika, she has to have onas haveset, she has to have the humre of the last riyah, but there was no last riyah. The last riyah was 9 months ago, or 24 months ago. That's okay. We assume she goes back to the cycle that she was lemuda b'kach, that she was previously accustomed to seeing. Avolim hoya vesed vesed afloga. Yevshel lochush atshetarso liros. You can't worry about afloga until she sees once. Chazal liros even pamachas. Then choseshes yom afloga shahoysa lemuda lahafli. Then she
She has to worry about that interval of time, which once was her veset, even though it may very well change after this pregnancy. But until you know otherwise, yeah.
She had a vesak kavua before she was pregnant, and after she's through misalekut midah, and then we're for the vesak kavua, the same vesak before, even without a riyah.
We can not even a chodesh. There's no way we choshish only on a chodesh. On a chodesh is the word. A chodesh needs one riyah. You make a chodesh without the first riyah, you can't have a chodesh. Yeah. So if there's no machlokes, you're already on machlokes right away. You know, she saw nothing. If it's not machlokes, she has to wait until she sees something.
Okay. Let me give a little like a dumb and maybe a.
I don't know what to be. If the boys are counting on just listening on the internet. Something that they're doing wise. There's a need to ask a question sometimes. On the internet, you can't ask the question. If you ask the question, you can't get an answer. We've been talking about Leo. Remember the old definition? A Leo is a Leiser. She's all the Shabbat min hamoko lehargosha. Three requirements. The liquid that comes out should be called dam. Right? It comes out from a place called the moko, lulus. And third, it must be accompanied with a kinesthetic sense called hargosha. You don't know what hargosha is. Therefore, nowadays, we assume whenever you fulfill those first two requirements, as min hamoko and as dam, you assume there was hagosha. That's if you find dam bibisova. Neither dam, according to the text of the Torah, those who don't know bibisova. What if you don't find anything good to sow? You find something on her garments. Then there are two leniencies that come in, two kunas come in. Kuna number one is it was without hagosha. By that I mean, we didn't assume that there was hagosha, like you do by your regular needs. Why? Regular needs, something's happening to her inside. And some women, more introspective, more careful about their bodies, they have a better developed, what we call a kinesthetic sense, which means feelings, nerve endings inside the body that are not part of our normal sensory system. Outside, everybody feels. Inside, not everybody is that perceptive to feel changes inside. Therefore, we say, Vada Hirgisha, or Shema Hirgisha. Since you're dealing with Dam Bibsoa or Doraisa, therefore we're Machu. But by Kesem, it was not Bibsoa. Therefore, I really assume it was without hagosha. The fact that she's surprised, she gets undressed at night, she sees there's a stain on her undergarments, didn't expect to find it. So, quite sure that that was without hagosha. And second, the possibility that the stain didn't come from her at all. It came from some extraneous source. What the extraneous source is,
is not a comfortable thought. And I mean, not comfortable, because when I said to have that shush,
then duma also dam mi mokom acher.
For example, the bed bug. That what you really saw was a blood that was taken from her by a bed bug, and then she got even on him by sitting on it. And that's how the blood came. That's where the shiurim come in. For b'dika, we said that feel deep as dam kechadul, that's all shiur. Smallest visible amount. And when it comes to kesem, we have a shiur called kigiris, whatever that is. The size of a beam that they knew about in the old days. At least a common beam. Right? The Kabbalah came down to us that that's the size of a penny.
That's what you're saying?
That's the size of a penny. I'll tell you right now, I love my mindset. You teach your Kashmita, you tell them the size of a dime. That be machna a little bit. Why? Because that size is something which the lady all the possible for themselves. Those who know that love it. And when it gets close to the size of a penny, not all sumim are drawn with a compass perfectly round. That sumim have all kinds of convoluted shapes, and to estimate whether this is indeed a quantity that is sheer kibis requires a little bit of chinuch, a little bit of expertise, so they should ask the shayla. Therefore, don't let them ask for themselves, so you tell them that only have a shear up to a dime, and at that there can be too many mistakes. To make a mistake, it still didn't hit the shear of a geese. The junior shayla comes in if they have a streak, a blood streak, which often a lot of women see, how do you hold up that street, right, to get the area of a geese. Okay, some of them have two kulas over a via, or a bedika. Bedika's tenim is never a kesem. Bedika's tenim has nothing to do with what we learn now in some. Some of them are the rabbonim, and therefore they put in certain reservations under the principle of hefer the gozul gozul. They made exeira in a certain way by a din d'oraisa. We have gimel mido shatov in Russia's way. So you give me one principle, right, and I develop it further. We call the chokhmah, the shoras, the dinav, the kosev effort, etc. The abundance. Abundance are, that is a legal structure. You don't put down in the Indian. Well, if Abundance was going to here, surely it would be going on such a case. No, they didn't. We get around to it, thank God. We thank God for little blessings. Whatever they were going to, they were going to have to. Ah, you say it's inconsistent? Abundance. They don't have to be consistent. There's no consistency you have to be there. Why? They went ahead and Sabbath Shabbos of Moses used this zorn that Yeshamai won over the Israel. Used this double. Only you can use that's like the thing of adding another 24, 25 that lists the tomb of the power. If you have any feel for tomb of the power, you can add more to it. They got about 18, that's the spot they want to go. They could have gone 19, 20, but the same thing. But they gave 18, and once they gave 18, and we accepted it, then pull it together, you should have no nachosh. Then you stuck with it. That's the point. The main that this is already apologetic. Explain strange things in some.
kesem on a double hamakadol tuma is a kesem. A kesem on a double she'ena makadol tuma is not a kesem. The medica cloth that women use today, the medica, is a cloth she'ena makadol tuma. Why? Cloth is makadol tuma. But it says that kohos gimual gim. It isn't 3 years bows on 3 years bows. 3 years bows on 3 years bows, right? You're talking really either 2.1 inches or or 2.7. It's either 0.7 or 0.9 termination. 2.7 by 2.7. So size determines kibul kabbalah tumah. For a medikah, no one's going to doubt that if you saw a stain on a medikah cloth, that she's a nida daraisa. The size of the cloth has nothing to do with it. That only summoned the halacha of davar hamakabbal tumah. So what is it? Why did you say that? Why makabbal tumah? That's what I hand out to you, just to start orienting you. This thing from Michelle Schubert about paper and nylon, how we treat them with double tumor, for that is a common place where women find something. Why? She has a sanitary pad in her undergarment. Is that material sanitary pad? That double hamakabu tumor, not the tumor. She's wearing underwear. She finds a stain on the underwear. The underwear is made from nylon. Is nylon the kabbalah tumah? Remember, kabbalah tumah, that is chok. Those are chukim. Again, you're not the dama me'inyam inyam. We have our office of kli and a sark and a beged. These are strict halachas. These are halachas that are chukim. You don't understand. I don't know why it's in this year and that now. This is cook. Because Gopu's exercise that is authority of Am Yisrael, this is what it is. You accept it as it is. From Canaan, you have from Guli Midian, Achas Abedil, Saferes, Azov, Akesa, Nahoshes, right? Those are the only metals that are makabel tumen. Aluminum is aluminum makabel tumen? Most likely not. Why? Because Rova knew about aluminum. He put it in there. And he didn't include it in the listing of metals that are makabel tumen. What's not makabel tumen? Shruti creates, not makabel tumen. Okay? Watch carefully. In the background here. This is not makabel tumah. It has no base people, has no receptacle. Okay? So when I grind this up and make it into a tissue, where do you think the tissue came from? Came from ground up wood. Right? Where does paper come from? Came from ground up wood. Is that makabel tumah or not? And if it's not makabel tumah, then something found on paper, no matter what the size is, wouldn't be shaykh. And most shaykhs and something come on material that, at first glance at least, you would say it's not the kabbalah tumah. Because most of it is on paper-like products, which comes from wood. And some shruti kliyeh, that are base kibbul, so it's not makabel tumah. Right. And then you have the synthetics. Synthetics that come from the earth. If the source material is petroleum, then almost surely it's not makabel tumah. It's all those synthetic fabrics that are made from petroleum. Avad, they're not makabel tumah because it's made from something that comes with adama. Adama is not makabel tumah. That becomes one of the very interesting aspects of modern Sunder Shaila, because so much of what we have that you possibly find a kism on are things that are not metal to. Second halacha, we'll stop with this. So three halachas. One, not metal to. Number two, there's a size of a gris where nidus is not measured by any size but by the smallest visible size. Keep it down to halacha. They have a third halacha. And God is the Zavonim and colored clothes, there's no din of ksum. So a woman can see a stain larger than the gris, but if she's wearing dark colored underwear, she has no shaita. This is not fair halacha l'maaseh, the way some people have passed it. A woman's wearing light blue underwear, or light pink underwear, pastel colored yellows and so on, which are common in women's dress. That's not what it's called colored in all. I think it's an owner. The first two are kind of saying, I'm sorry, a kind of background where I could not differentiate. If I were differentiating between the hay mini domin, that of atomic, the five colors of red, that background would mess me up. But if it's a background where I can see very nicely, good writing, give me these light blues, or light pinks, or light yellows, and I make a photocopy. I didn't align myself to highlight, make it easier for me to relate quickly to what I want to call your attention to. So I use a yellow highlighter. When I make a photocopy of it, yellow is a show up. The photocopy is perfect too. So I'll use a blue or pink a highlighter, it'll come out a black mark, a black, otherwise it doesn't change. I can restore my page. Taking a photocopy comes out without any highlighting on it. What does that mean? That you see that there's a light sensing system in my photocopy machine that doesn't sense the difference between yellow and white, or between light blue and white. That's why the ASA, that's why you have to ASA light pastel colors. Even though, quote, it's four bullets, not white, it's colored. And possibly due to the fact that in the old days, white wasn't our white either. Lacking our reaching ability and so on, make something very white. The chances are that most of them, so called whites, were what we would call off white, or cream colored, and so on. Anyway, hello from Meister. If a woman wants to avoid any problem with something, she has the right to do so. She wears other garments that are dark colored garments. Then it is not doing anything with the key. When she's in the key, she is ordered to have that later on. She must wear white. Right? She wears the money. But other than that time, there's no need for her to wear white. Therefore, it's even advisable for her to wear colored. Here comes this. I'll finish, and here I'm talking to Das Yochid. Everybody disagrees with me, and they're all wrong. Cannot be. Mine says they have to be wrong. A woman sees a lot of blood on a purple underwear. The hot place can shine me. Got a cloud of blood there. Does she have to make a bedikah or not? Do you mean in all the swollen, especially those written for a lady, right? If she is wearing undergarments, or bloody undergarments, therefore, and don't make a bedikah, but you may get into trouble. Who are you playing games with?
Do you have a suffix whether she's a nida or not? Are you going to assume that she sat not on a bed bug, but she sat down on a squirrel and she had a puddle of blood? The mind says, I have a suffix. When the mind says you have a suffix, you have a key to revive the suffix. Milsa, Yersha, the Mivdike. Surely, if there's a real shush that there's something that came out of her, I don't care what it came, that will not make her tummy because it's a kesser. But certainly, it tells her to make a bidika in order to find out where the blood came from. Besides the fact that it's a side issue, which also may have a lot of consequence, bleeding at the wrong time for a woman is always a medical issue. A woman is not supposed to see down when she's not supposed to see down. And when she sees down, it's something to follow up, something to ask. When you have to ask, of course, it means that she has to see, because she should make a bidka and she finds that there's blood there, that she has to know, that she has to doctor. As opposed to them, what to do. Women have a little pimple, a mosquito bite, something. She's a little spot of blood on an undergarment. Don't have to run and think she's a needle. She always has Vesta. She has to worry she's a needle and not make any needles. Well, if she sees a significant amount of it, more than a grease, she can't be told that this is not enough. Now, women nowadays don't have bedbugs running around in their underwear. So your question usually more likely from a little pimple, from a scratch, or some mosquito bite. You're dealing with a very small quantity of blood. The moment that quantity of blood becomes unusual enough, I don't know where that came from, then of course she will be able to make a bidika and find out where it came from. Okay? Stop here.